Shalom. This is Billy Brim in the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. We've been talking this week about time, signs of the times, why there is time. It has to do with God's redeeming man. And he put a calendar, a redemptive calendar. Leviticus 23 is the sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth the great plan of redemption. God, I had a Jewish teacher, he's a yeshiva teacher, and he once said to me, "Did you notice how time is marked by sevens?" Now, we see from Isaiah 57 that the Holy One dwells in eternity. He doesn't even really need time. But I also told you how he spoke to me that time I was coming back from Australia, and we had just crossed the international dateline. The pilot made us aware of that fact. And the Lord spoke to me. God invented time, precisely mathematically. He measured out a piece of time, a piece of eternity, and called it time, to measure his dealings with mankind. Every ticking second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. So God, he put the lights in the heavens, we are told, to mark time. The sun, the moon, the stars. He put them there for moeds, his appointed times. He has appointed times on a yearly calendar that he has told the Jews to mark out, told us to mark out, and notice his dealings with mankind in redemption. This Jewish teacher, we were talking about time, and we were talking about some prophecies. I wanted to know from him what his rabbis were saying. And he said, "Did you ever notice about time that it's marked by sevens?" And of course, there are 7 days in a week. There are, in this Leviticus chapter, there are 7 appointed moeds. There are 7 marks in 7 mark scripture as the sacred measurement of time. There are 7 moeds in the first 7 months. Starting with the first month over to the 7th month, there are 7 moeds that God calls moeds and appointed times on the calendar. Now we're going to come face on with one of these sevens right here today. This is Friday, and this is the day past Passover. Passover was a week, 7 days. And now we are on day 8 of the Omer counting. What is the Omer counting, you say? All the Jews know what is the Omer counting, and they get it straight from the Bible. So let's look and see where it came from in this Bible, this God calendar. For moeds, remember, moed means an appointed time, the days you circle on your calendar, that you meet with God, because God's got some special message in these dates for you. So we found out that on the 14th day of the first month, that 14 is 2 times 7, he told them that this month is going to be the beginning of months for you. He started out in the spring with a sacred calendar for them. And 2 weeks into that calendar, you're going to have Passover on the 14th day of the Lord's month. At evening is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. There's 7 again. So they're going to have 7 days that they're eating matzah. Now we're over to the 8th day, and this is day 8 of the Omer counting. Where do we get that? All right, let's look in the Bible. Where do the Jews get that? Verse 9 of chapter 23, Leviticus. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you be come into the land which I give you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year. So we find that in the Sabbath, they're going to offer a sheaf of the first fruits. At this time, every one of these moeds, the main moeds, there are three main moeds, three times in the year when the Jews have to come up to Jerusalem. Now, in Passover, they have the Passover meal, and then they also have another moed, which is the moed of unleavened bread. That's the 7 days that they eat the unleavened bread. Now, they're going to take a sheaf of the first fruits. Every one of these main three times that the Jews come up to Jerusalem is a harvest time. Folks, we're talking harvest. We're in the last harvest. God's Bible is all about seed time and harvest. And so the first harvest that they took in the seventh year, in the sacred year, was the barley harvest. They came up for Passover week and they're celebrating the barley harvest. They take a sheaf of the barley harvest. They wrap it all together. They take it down to the temple and they wave it before the Lord and they do a wave offering. Now, on that day, they start something. The next day after that, verse 15, you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. So right there, while they're at the Passover. Now just think, let's say Jesus, he lived in Nazareth. His Joseph, his stepfather, has to come up here to Jerusalem for Passover. And while he's at Passover, he's going to offer the first fruits of the barley harvest. And they're going to start numbering the what they call the Omer counting. And so they begin to count. And the first day that they count is day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. And they're going to number 7 weeks. See that number 7 again? And 7 weeks of days. And 7 times 7 is 49. So they're going to number 49 days, but they're going to add one to it. And that's going to be 50 days. And let's look at verse 15 again. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days. So 7 times 7 is 49. And then they add the 50th. And that's going to be another day on the calendar, another day for you to circle, just like children. When I was a child, we used to celebrate Christmas and count off the days. So you're going to count off the days till the next moed. And if Joseph comes down there for Passover, then he's got to walk all the way back up to Nazareth. And then he's got to come back down there 50 days later, because the next date on the Jewish calendar, on the Hebrew calendar, really on the God calendar, is going to show up. And that date is called by the Jews Shavuot. Shavua is the word for week. Now, the word for 7 is Sheva, S-H-E-V-A. Shavua, can you hear how that sounds like 7? So Shavua is a week of 7 days. They're going to count 7 weeks. And they're going to have a holiday called Shavuot. You add on the end of a feminine word, you add O-T to make it plural. On the end of a masculine, you add I-M. You would say like boys are, a boy is a yeled, and boys are yeledim. But girls are a yelda, or one girl, or a yeledot for 2 girls. So week is Sheva. And 7 weeks are Shavuot. So they're going to count 7 times 7 weeks, add a day for 50. And they're going to have the next moed on the Hebrew calendar called Shavuot. Now, what do we call Shavuot? We call Shavuot Pentecost. Why do we call it Pentecost? Because the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, the Tanakh, was translated into a Greek language, in the Septuagint. And in that Greek translation, they called it Pentecost, because the Greek word for 50 5 is Penta, or and then 50. And so we have the next holy day called Pentecost. And they start, the Jews start counting right now. They actually started last Thursday, April 9. That was the second Passover. And they began to count. Omer 1. And then the next day, Omer 2. They do it out loud. And then the third day, and the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. And now we are on the ninth day of the Omer counting. Tonight, Friday night, they will count 9. And they're going to count all the way up until June, until they're at the 50th day. Because these are very special times on God's calendar. And they stay in prayer because when they do the Omer counting, they stay in prayer because it's a very important time on God's calendar between Passover and Pentecost. Many things are happening to that time. One of the things that is happening is the harvest. The next feast, Shavuot, Pentecost, is the wheat harvest. They're going to celebrate the wheat harvest coming in. And so during these times, it's very precarious what's happening with the weather, where the winds, what direction they're coming from. So they stay in prayer for their harvest. Oh, folks, what a special time it is. Our Lord Jesus was the Passover lamb. And our Lord Jesus arose from the dead. And he arose from the dead during a time that the Jews were doing the Omer counting. He also told, we know in Acts, if you'll turn with me to Acts chapter 1, that he appeared to them 40 days after he was risen from the dead. He appeared to them during the 50 days of the Omer counting. How do we know this? Well, we know when Passover is, and we know when Pentecost came. And he told them, don't you leave town. He said, he commanded them, he appeared to them after he had appeared to them. And he said, do not leave town, but don't depart from Jerusalem, Acts 1:4. But wait for the promise of the Father. For John baptized with water, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They went into the upper room, and being Jews, there they prayed, and there they counted the Omer. And they knew when the 50th day came, it was the day of Pentecost. Chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house when they were sitting and they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know the story. That day commemorated the day they received the word on Mount Sinai. That feast celebrated. They were in town to celebrate receiving the word, and they received on the same day the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a God we have. Oh, his Moeds. Shalom, shalom.